This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Positive feedback versus constructive feedback, when to use each for maximum impact at work. Know which type of feedback to give, and watch everything change. In short, positive feedback reinforces what is working. Constructive feedback addresses what needs to change. Positive feedback builds confidence and tells people what to repeat. Constructive feedback targets specific behaviors and points toward improvement. Using the wrong type at the wrong time weakens the effect of both. Definition: positive feedback versus constructive feedback represents a fundamental distinction in feedback skills. Positive feedback reinforces effective behavior through specific recognition, while constructive feedback identifies behavior that needs to change and offers a clear path toward improvement. I knew a manager once who thought she was being kind. Every time someone on her team did good work, she saved her praise for the quarterly review. And every time someone struggled, she said nothing, not wanting to upset them. Within a year, her strongest people stopped trying harder, and her weakest people had no idea anything was wrong. She confused silence with respect and timing with caution. It cost her the team. Understanding the difference between positive feedback and constructive feedback is not a soft skill. It is a practical tool that shapes performance, trust, and the culture of any workplace. When you get it wrong, people either feel invisible or blindsided. When you get it right, they know exactly where they stand and exactly what they are capable of. By the end of this, you will know exactly when to use each one and what each one actually requires. If you want to go deeper on how feedback affects the people around you, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is worth your time. What positive feedback really means. Positive feedback is specific recognition of a behavior that worked, delivered in a way that makes the person understand what they did and why it mattered. It is not flattery. It is not a general compliment dropped at the end of a meeting. It is a direct, clear statement that connects an action to its impact. Done well, it tells someone exactly what to repeat and why repeating it serves the team. Here is what it looks like in practice. A colleague speaks up during a tense client call and redirects the conversation with calm confidence. You pull them aside afterwards and say, "The way you stepped in when that conversation started to drift and brought it back without making anyone feel criticized, that kept us on track." That is exactly the kind of judgment we need more of. That is positive feedback. It names the behavior, it names the impact, and it lands with precision. Positive feedback requires you to pay close attention. You cannot give it well if you are not watching. It demands that you notice what is actually happening around you, not just what is going wrong. What constructive feedback really means. Constructive feedback is a direct, honest conversation about a specific behavior that is limiting someone's performance, paired with a clear direction for improvement. It is not criticism. Criticism tends to be vague, backward-looking, and personal. Constructive feedback is none of those things. It names a behavior, not a character trait. It focuses on what happened and what can change, not on what is wrong with the person. In practice, constructive feedback sounds like this. A team member has been cutting people off during meetings, and it is starting to damage the group dynamic. You meet with them privately and say, "In the last two meetings, I noticed you spoke over two colleagues before they finished their point. The effect was that both of them stopped contributing. I would like us to work on creating more space for others to finish their thoughts." You have named the behavior, described the impact, and pointed toward the change needed. Constructive feedback requires courage. It is not comfortable to deliver, and it is rarely comfortable to receive, but it is one of the most respectful things you can offer someone who is capable of more. The key differences side by side. Dimension: positive feedback, constructive feedback. Focus: behavior that is working well, behavior that needs to change. Timeframe: delivered promptly after strong performance, delivered privately and soon after the issue. What it requires: attention and specificity, courage and clarity. What it builds: confidence, trust and repetition of good habits, awareness, growth and accountability. When to use it: after strong performance, during onboarding, when morale is low, when a behavior is limiting results or affecting others. Common mistake: giving vague praise that does not name the behavior, waiting too long or blending it with unrelated praise. What it looks like when absent people feel invisible and stop trying harder, people have no idea something needs to change. The most important distinction here is not tone, it is direction. Positive feedback says do more of this. Constructive feedback says change this. Both are direct, both require specificity, and both are forms of respect. The manager who gives neither is not being neutral. She is being negligent. Timing matters differently for each. Positive feedback lands best when it is close to the moment. The longer you wait, the weaker the connection between the behaviour and the recognition. Constructive feedback also needs to be timely, but it needs privacy first. A hallway conversation about someone's mistake is not feedback. It is embarrassment. What each type builds is also worth holding on to. Positive feedback creates psychological safety. People take more risks when they know good work gets seen. Constructive feedback creates growth. People improve when they understand specifically what to change and why it matters. Where positive feedback and constructive feedback overlap. These two forms of feedback are not opposites that must be kept separate. In some situations, they work together, and recognizing that overlap helps you give better feedback of both kinds. Both types of feedback require specificity. Vague praise and vague criticism share the same flaw. They leave the person with no clear picture of what you actually observed. Whether you're reinforcing a behavior or addressing one, naming it precisely is what gives the feedback its strength. Both types build trust over time. When people receive honest positive feedback, they learn that your praise means something. When they receive honest constructive feedback and find it fair, they learn that your concerns are worth taking seriously. At the art of receiving feedback gracefully, culture starts with the giver showing both forms of feedback are safe to receive. Both types work best as part of an ongoing conversation, not a one-off event. A single piece of constructive feedback with no follow-up can feel like a verdict. A single piece of positive feedback with nothing before or after can feel hollow. Regular feedback of both kinds creates a rhythm that people can trust and prepare for. The overlap is real, but knowing the difference still matters. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. When to use positive feedback for maximum impact. Use positive feedback when you want someone to understand what they did well and feel the confidence to do it again. After strong performance in a high-stakes situation, when someone handles a difficult client, manages a conflict well, or delivers under pressure, name it immediately. The closer to the moment, the more it sticks. During the early stages of someone's role, new team members are constantly uncertain whether they are reading the room correctly. Specific positive feedback gives them real ground to stand on while they're still finding their footing. When someone tries something new and it works. If a person steps outside their comfort zone and it pays off, say so. If you stay silent, they may assume the risk was not worth it. When team morale is low. In difficult seasons, people start to doubt their own contribution. Specific, genuine recognition reminds them that their work is visible and valued. When you want to reinforce a behavior the whole team would benefit from, naming good practice publicly, with the person's permission, can set a standard without turning it into a lecture. If you use positive feedback at the wrong moment, such as praising mediocre work or offering vague encouragement, where honest input was needed, you train people to trust your feedback less. Specificity and honesty are what make positive feedback a real tool. When to use constructive feedback for maximum impact. Use constructive feedback when a specific behavior is producing results that are limiting the person, the team, or the work. When a pattern is forming that will become harder to address later. A single missed deadline might be an anomaly. Three in a row is a pattern. Address it early, before it calculates into something bigger. When someone's behavior is affecting other people on the team. If one person's approach is lowering the quality of collaboration, the whole team pays the price. Say nothing is not kindness, it is avoidance. How to handle conflict during meetings explores how unaddressed behavior compounds over time. When someone has the capability to do better, but lacks the awareness, most people are not choosing to underperform. They often genuinely do not know how their behavior lands. Constructive feedback closes that gap. When a project outcome depends on a course correction. If the work is heading in the wrong direction, you do not have the luxury of waiting for the right moment. Clarity now prevents a larger failure later. After a conversation where the person asked for honest input, when someone directly requests your honest assessment, give it to them. Softening the truth in that moment is a failure of respect, not a display of it. If you deliver constructive feedback in public, or blur it with unrelated praise, you reduce its impact and risk damaging the relationship it was meant to strengthen. Common confusions and how to resolve them. Let me walk you through the three confusions I see most often. The confusion: positive feedback is just being nice, and constructive feedback is the real, serious kind. Why it happens: most people received more correction than recognition growing up, so praise feels optional and criticism feels like the substance. The resolution: positive feedback is not decoration. It is directional information. When it names a specific behavior and connects it to impact, it is every bit as serious and as useful as any correction you could offer. The confusion: you should always pair positive feedback with constructive feedback to soften the blow. Why it happens: the feedback sandwich is one of the most widely taught techniques in management training, and it feels balanced and kind. The resolution: when you wrap constructive feedback in praise, people often discount the praise and brace the criticism. Give each type its own moment. If both are warranted, consider delivering them separately and letting each one breathe. How to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides shows you a clean structure for doing exactly that. The confusion: constructive feedback is negative, so it should be used sparingly to protect the relationship. Why it happens: giving difficult feedback feels risky, and most of us fear damaging something we value. The resolution: withholding constructive feedback does not protect the relationship. It protects the discomfort of the person giving it. Clear, timely, respectful feedback delivered consistently is one of the strongest trust-building practices available to any leader. Once you see this clearly, you will not confuse them again. Practical recommendations by situation. Here is how to decide which one to focus on based on your situation. If you are managing someone who is underperforming but lacks awareness, constructive feedback is your first priority. Be specific about the behavior, name the impact, and give them a clear picture of what change looks like. Before you do, how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan can help you build the conversation around a direction forward, not just a problem. If you are leading a team that is performing well, but seems flat or uninspired, you may be under-delivering on positive feedback. Strength and consistency are easy to overlook when they are reliable. Look for the specific moments of good judgment and quiet contribution that are not getting named, and start naming them. If you are preparing for a formal performance review, use both types, but keep them clearly separated. Address what has gone well with the same precision you bring to what needs to change. A review that only covers problems leaves people with no map of their own strengths. Follow-up emails that reinforce accountability can help you document both sides of the conversation clearly afterward. If you are in a meeting where something has gone off course, this is really the place for constructive feedback. Note what needs addressing and bring it privately afterward. The role of communication in meeting success speaks directly to why public correction tends to backfire. If you are new to a team and still earning trust, lead with positive feedback first. Show people that you notice what is working before you start pointing to what is not. Trust is the ground that makes all feedback possible. Knowing which type of feedback a situation calls for is itself a form of skill, and developing that instinct is a sign of real progress. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most from this comparison. Positive feedback and constructive feedback are both necessary. Neither replaces the other, and a workplace that relies on only one will always come up short. Specificity is the quality that makes both types of feedback work. Vague praise and vague criticism share the same floor. They leave the person with nothing clear to act on. Timing is everything. Positive feedback lands best close to the moment. Constructive feedback needs privacy first, then promptness. Constructive feedback is not negative. It is one of the most direct expressions of belief in someone's capacity to grow. The feedback sandwich, blending praise and criticism in one conversation, often weakens both. Give each type its own space. Withholding either type of feedback is never neutral. It is a choice that costs something, even when it feels like the safe option. For more on how feedback shapes the people and teams around you, start with how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, and the art of receiving feedback gracefully. Understanding both sides of the exchange is what makes the positive feedback versus constructive feedback distinction genuinely useful in practice. Frequently asked questions. What is the difference between positive feedback and constructive feedback? Positive feedback reinforces specific behaviors that are working well. Constructive feedback addresses behaviors that need to change. Both are essential feedback skills at work, but they serve opposite purposes and require different timing, tone, and delivery to be effective. When should you use positive feedback versus constructive feedback at work? Use positive feedback immediately after strong performance to reinforce it. Use constructive feedback when a specific behavior is limiting someone's results, and deliver it privately and soon after the event. Choosing the wrong type at the wrong moment reduces the impact of both. Can positive feedback and constructive feedback be given together? Yes, but blending them in the same breath often dilutes both. If you pair praise with criticism, people tend to discount the praise and brace for the criticism. Give each type of feedback its own moment whenever you can. What makes constructive feedback different from criticism? Constructive feedback focuses on a specific behavior and its impact, then points toward a clear improvement. Criticism tends to be vague, personal, and backward-looking. The difference is not just tone, it is structure and intent. How do you give positive feedback that actually means something? Be specific about what the person did and why it mattered. Vague praise like great job fades fast. Saying the way you handled that client question gave the whole room confidence sticks. Specificity is what turns positive feedback into a real tool. Is positive feedback versus constructive feedback a choice, or do you need both? You need both. Positive feedback builds trust and shows people what to repeat. Constructive feedback drives growth and shows people what to change. Relying on only one leaves your team either uninformed or undervalued. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.